Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Seek the right things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the right things shall be added to you. As a boy, our family lived very close to a Christian college. At the entrance to the college, there was a sign that announced the college, and above the sign was the passage from Matthew 6:33, and the portion that said, "Seek first the kingdom of God." I wonder what we generally seek in our life. Do we seek the right things? Or do we seek after the things of the world that will pass away? Oh, the fleeting things of this world never last. The older I get, and believe me, I'm getting up there, the more I realize the foolishness of seeking after the things of this life, because the things of this life slip so quickly away from us. And only the things of eternity really matter. In this season of the year, in between Good Friday, when Jesus gave His life for all of us, and Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Day, when He arose from the grave triumphant, it was a time where people who were expecting the promises of God to be fulfilled lacked the faith to believe. And I fear many times we fall into that category ourselves. We fail to believe the promises of God. We seek after the things of the world and seeking after the one who gives us what we need, not what we want. Children many times seek after the things that are glittery and bright and shiny, but they're not the things that will bring happiness to them. They are things that in many instances will cause danger. The Lord wants to keep us from things that will bring danger and harm to our life. He wants to bring the good things that will bring us eternity in our heart, and joy and contentment and purpose right now. Are you seeking after the right things? If not, make a new decision in your life, a new commitment in your life right now, to seek after the right things. Heavenly Father, as we seek after the right things in our life, I pray that You might open our eyes to see the things that are there before us, that are waiting for us to walk in and possess, because they are the things that will matter for eternity. Let the words that we speak and the life that we live, the actions that we demonstrate, show forth that we have faith in You, faith in God, faith in the Word, that You have said it, we believe it, and that's all we need to know. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for giving us what we need, even in those times where we do not know what we need. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.